Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is a birthday present for the Lubavitcher Rebbe. You see, today is the Lubavitcher Rebbe's birthday. He would be 123, the 11th day of Nisan, 4 days before Pesach. And I would like to give the Rebbe the following birthday present. Now, first of all, it's important to understand what a birthday is. That is to say that we know birthdays were the day we were born. But it's also the day that Hashem decided that the world simply could not go on without your soul, or whoever's birthday it is, their soul, coming down to this world. And also that soul needed to come down to this world, do whatever it has to do in this world. Torah, mitzvahs, acts of goodness and kindness, and so forth. So it's also a day for us to think about how we are doing in our mission. Each one of us has a birthday. That's the day which Hashem sent our soul down to this world for a mission, for a purpose, to accomplish Torah mitzvahs, to bring Mashiach quicker, to build a family, whatever it is that our mission is. And from time to time, we have to think about it. How are we doing? Are we doing the job? Are we doing the job well? Of course, everyone has positives and negatives. Some things we do well, some things we need improvement. The things we're doing well in our life, we should do more. And the things that we're not doing well in our life, we need to correct. And that's a special activity that a person should engage in on their birthday. Of course, it's also a day for doing extra Torah learning, extra mitzvahs, extra davening, extra tehillim, psalms, extra acts of goodness and kindness, and of course, making a get-together, not just a birthday party where you eat cake, of course, but a Torah birthday party, a Hasidic birthday party, means a get-together in the spirit of Avos Yisrael, love of a fellow Jew, love of a fellow human being, and trying to help the other people that are there at the party by inspiring them, by sharing a Torah thought with them, making good resolutions, such as giving extra tzedakah and so forth, and celebrating the fact that Hashem, Baruch Hashem, He gave me a life, He gave me a soul down in this world for a certain number of years, and an opportunity to fulfill His Torah and mitzvahs, to fulfill His mission. And therefore should be a very happy time, but also an inspiring time. In any case, what I would like to do is to retell a story which happened to me and the Rebbe. One story was that I went to receive a dollar from the Rebbe, which I would then give to tzedakah, or actually I kept the dollar, but I gave a different dollar for tzedakah, or maybe a few dollars for tzedakah. And during these days, from about the mid-80s or so until the beginning of the 90s, 1980s to the beginning of the 1990s or so, a couple of years in, 1992 or so. At that time, the Rebbe would stand every single Sunday outside of his office for hours, literally several hours. And every person that wanted to come and receive a dollar for charity, which the Rebbe would give them, and a bracha, advice, could come. And people would come, and you could see videos of it today. Thousands and thousands of people would come every Sunday for this purpose. The Rebbe would give each one a dollar, which they should put into tzedakah, or the exchange of that dollar, as well as the Rebbe would give them a bracha. Sometimes the person would ask a particular question, the Rebbe would give advice, or blessing, etc. So one time I went, and I was thinking that I wanted to ask for a bracha. I wanted to ask a bracha in teaching, chinuch. And so I was thinking very carefully. I was in line for a few hours. I was saying tehillim, mostly psalms. And I was thinking exactly what I should ask the Rebbe for. I thought, well, I need to ask for a bracha, a blessing in teaching, chinuch. But then I thought, you know, really, I do different types of teaching. I teach children in a day school. I teach also children in a Sunday school. They just come once a week. And I also, at that time, was teaching an adult class on Shabbos. And of course, also my children's own education, their own chinuch. What about my children? So I was thinking of all these different types of teaching that I do, and I was thinking maybe I should ask for a bracha from the Rebbe in each different type of teaching. But then I thought, maybe not. Maybe I should just say in general in teaching, because after all, the Rebbe's time is precious. If you're seeing 3,000 people on a Sunday, and each one adds 5 seconds to their request, or maybe instead of not saying anything, the person says something for 5 seconds and the Rebbe answers for 5 seconds. So 5 seconds times 3,000 people, if you're really good at math, you can figure that out quickly. But I think it's a few extra hours, maybe a lot of extra hours. And I didn't want to add to the Rebbe's burden already standing there for hours and hours. And whenever he would do this on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, the Rebbe actually would not eat. He was fasting, and then he would, after that, go to the oil, go to his father's gravesite, to daven, especially to daven for the people's requests that they asked him for. So I didn't want to trouble the Rebbe, of course, but I wasn't sure what I should do. Maybe it was important to ask for each type of teaching. Maybe it wasn't so important to ask for each type. I went back and forth for hours as I stood in line. Finally came my turn. I still wasn't decided. But somehow or another, I just said like this. I said, "Would the Rebbe please give me a bracha in chinuch?" That's all I said. In education, general request. The Rebbe looked at me and he answered, "Amen in all inyanim. Amen in all areas." So I felt very sure that the Rebbe knew what I was thinking and answered me according to my thoughts, that I wanted a bracha in each of these areas, and even though I only said for a bracha in teaching, but the Rebbe understood that I wanted a bracha in all areas, and he gave me that bracha. So this story teaches us the greatness of tzaddikim. And as we say in our davening every day, V'aminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdoi, the Jewish people believed in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant. That the way that Hashem works in our world, for example, giving the Torah, except for the first two commandments, he didn't give the Torah to each person individually. He gave the Torah through Moshe, and Moshe taught us. So we see that the idea of connecting to a tzaddik is very important. And from the tzaddik side, the tzaddik for sure recognizes the importance of his connection with us. As we see from this story, how the Rebbe would spend every Sunday hours and hours making himself available for anybody who wanted to come and ask for a bracha. And there are stories and stories and stories and stories, many, many books full of stories of these interactions which the Rebbe had with individuals. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And of course, the main thing as always is to increase in Torah, increase in mitzvahs, increase in preparation for Pesach, and of course, to be ready for not just the redemption that we celebrate at Pesach from Mitzrayim, but also, and perhaps mainly, the redemption that we're looking forward to. It happened immediately through Mashiach, and especially through your participation and all of our participation. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.